crisis is real, Mark says. And in Kansas City, Missouri, Chris Hendricks of NBKC Bank agrees.
What else is staggering is the median age for that first-time home buyer is 40 years old right now.
Hendricks says he wants the government to find ways to boost housing supply and help first-time home buyers. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One man is dead and four law enforcement officers injured after a shooting in Osage County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that officers were called to a domestic disturbance yesterday morning. 22-year-old Stephen McMillan exchanged gunfire with the officers. McMillan was pronounced dead at the scene. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper, three Osage County Sheriff's deputies, and McMillan's 77-year-old grandfather were shot in the exchange. All were transported to Stormont Vale Regional Health Center. Two of the deputies underwent surgery and are listed in good condition. The trooper was transferred to KU Medical Center. He and McMillan's grandfather are expected to recover. The KBI is continuing their investigation. The Kansas City Chiefs have won 9 straight AFC West titles, but their chances of extending that streak are on the line today when the Chiefs play in Denver. Greg Eklund explains.
The Denver Broncos currently lead the division with an 8-2 record, while the Chiefs are in third place with a 5-4 mark. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says the team always sets a goal at the start of the season to win the division as the first step toward a championship.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's a divisional game, and they're always important, but with them having the lead and us needing to go out there and win to have a chance to win the division, I think guys understand that.
The Broncos' strength is their defense, as they rank first in the NFL in quarterback sacks with 46. In comparison, the Chiefs have 20 sacks. I'm Greg Eklund.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Sunny skies in our forecast today with highs in the lower 60s. Light winds from the east around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Under partly cloudy skies, it's 48 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Christmas trees, real or artificial? Which side do you come down on? Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, why the prices of artificial Christmas trees are going to be so high this season. That story and more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, the Kansas Museum of History is set to reopen this month after 3 years. We'll hear from Museum Director Sarah Bell and get a sneak peek at the newly renovated museum. That's on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Manhattan, 47 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Snook is known for playing a tough, ambitious woman in the show Succession. Her new show, called All Her Fault, is a dark thriller that touches on gender roles and parenting.
One of my favorite lines is, I'm tired of being amazing. It's like, that's not the point. Like, I know I am and I know I can do it, but let's share the load here.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, Sarah Snook on the energy she brings to acting on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Yeah, I'm tired of being amazing too, but... Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. The holiday season is a busy time, we get that. But don't wait to get your tickets for KPR's next Big Band Christmas. Join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall for a night of holiday tunes featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and friends. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or at the Liberty Hall box office. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Find out more about the event at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Support for NPR comes from healthier and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. And then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock. Today on Prairie Journal, the Kansas Museum of History is set to reopen this month after 3 years renovation. We'll visit with Museum Director Sarah Bell for a sneak peek at the museum. That's at 11 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with
864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. Sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the east around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s, partly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 56 in Chanute, 54 in Emporia, 51 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by...
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, and then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. This morning on Prairie Journal, it's a sneak peek at the Kansas Museum of History, set to reopen this month after 3 long years of renovation. We'll visit the museum with Museum Director Sarah Bell. That's at 11 o'clock on Prairie Journal.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's Prairie Journal and a sneak peek at the Kansas Museum of History, set to reopen later this month. Then stay with us for 105 Live coming up at noon. Today on 105 Live, what do the Carpenters and the Rolling Stones have in common with Lawrence band The Fabulous Flippers? Find out with Nick Carswell at 105 Live at noon today on Kansas Public Radio. Dr. Sarah Bell is the director of the Kansas Museum of History. It's reopening on Saturday, November 22nd with a full day of activities, including Wizard of Oz characters, college mascots, roaming entertainers, and much more. You can find out more at their website, kansashistory.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in color and light, featuring works by 2 Kansas composers Saturday. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. We've got more Prairie Journal coming up, and then stay with us for 105 Live coming up at noon. Today on 105 Live, what do the Carpenters, the Rolling Stones, and the Lawrence band, the Fabulous Flippers, have in common? Nick Carswell will tell you at noon today on 105 Live. From Kansas Public Radio, this is Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre. Marion County, Kansas. He's speaking at William Allen White Day at the University of Kansas on April 11, 2024. The Kansas newspaper received the William Allen White National Citation, an award to honor outstanding journalists and, for the first time ever, a journalism outlet. Last week, Marion County was ordered to pay $3 million in connection with the raids and ordered to apologize. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now through January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. Kansas Public Radio's news coverage is possible because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. Members who are willing to send in $10, $15, $20 or more every month to ensure that our news service continues to grow. Their support matters, so does yours. Take a minute and support local journalism. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. And thanks. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Nick's got a special show planned for today. Sit back and enjoy. Sunny skies this afternoon are high expected in the lower 60s, light winds from the east. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the low 40s, partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s. It's 56 in Atchison, 62 in Chanute, 59 in Emporia, 58 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Topeka. This is KPR.